go ahead, pop off. Me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon. I'm here to get your bush off. Like I'm Ric Flair. Middle finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police. Guess I'm over your head like hip toss. Kill these niggas, just no pride. Chill these niggas, want no pride.
Welcome back to Coop and Crowder. Jared Odrick, best interview on the team, about to join us here in a second. Want to remind you guys, Dolphins playing some good football, and on Sunday, December 7th, the Dolphins face the Ravens, and that game sponsored by Waste Management. It's a key conference matchup. We know playoff seeding on the line. You can visit dolphins.com for information on group outings of 10 or more. Go to dolphins.com. So Jared Odrick, Miami Dolphins defensive lineman with us here on Coop and Crowder. The guy is honest, he's smart, and he's just fun. Good to have on the show, Jared. As always, we appreciate it, man.
Oh, thanks for having me.
J.O., I had to start, man. I had to continue our conversation from Jason Taylor's ping pong tournament. Can you explain to our listeners what big man swag is? Because it looked ridiculous to me.
Well, I mean, some people don't see it. I mean, it's the same person that doesn't understand, you know, big man swag. It's the same person who does, you know, like a rap intro to the beginning of the show here that I just heard. I mean, because, oh, my God. I mean, Crowder, you got to be bored.
What? Bored? If you have talent, why don't you take advantage of it? You know, you play. You could wrestle people. So you play ball.
Okay, thank you for saying that.
I'm a creative mind.
Thank you for saying that. I really appreciate you saying that because that totally explains why I wear those pants.
Light skin wonder.
Odrick, I got to tell you how sad it's become for Crowder. He comes in here today excited about his new camouflage Crocs that he got.
Oh, boy.
And he's showing off a pen because it's got a light on it. I'm like, dude, you once, not long ago, intercepted Tom Brady to finish off a win against the Patriots, and now you're excited about a free pen.
A free pen with a light on it.
J.O.
Oh, man.
Since you were 6 years old, bro, that's all you worried about was the season starting and getting prepared. You're going to see I hope you play 10 more years. But one day, I'm going to send you a light pen, and you're going to be excited, boy.
Oh, boy.
It's like looking into the future.
It is.
And the future does not look good.
Yeah, future's bright.
Yeah,
future's
hey, bright. Man, you are a guest on my show when you retire anytime because you're going to be bored as hell.
I appreciate it.
Jared Odrick from the Dolphins with us, getting ready for that game against the Ravens. And the big news today, Haloti Ngata is out, suspended for 4 games. What was your reaction to that news? Obviously a key player for Baltimore, knowing that he's not going to be on the field Sunday.
I mean, of course, you know, you have your locker room jabs and whatnot and, you know, kind of big-eyed, you know, whenever you see news like that and somebody who's been so dominant in the league for so long. You know, so I'm not sure whether it's, you know, unfortunate or what I should call it when, you know, a player goes down like that in terms of, you know, whether it's PEDs or some type of drug testing is PEDs, but it's always funny to figure out and feel, you know, what really happened. Like when you find out what really happened, you know, it's, you know, there's all this speculation that goes on. But either way, it does affect our game, and he won't be participating in it. And you know, I'm not sure if that's a positive for the offense, but I'm not sure how he matched up against our offense. But I'm sure it's a positive when Haloti Ngata's never in the game. So,
J.O., Samson Satelli didn't walk in with a little grin today. Oh, Lord, I don't got to deal with that grown-ass man on Sunday. He didn't have a little extra pep in his step this morning.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. But, I mean, we're here preparing regardless of whoever's going to be there. You know, obviously, they've got some big bodies on the inside with or without them. So, I think the guys are still preparing accordingly.
Jared Odrick, defensive lineman for the Dolphins with us. And this is an interesting one because Crowder and I were saying, Jared, like, if a guy gets suspended for 4 games and the report is performance-enhancing drugs of some sort, the fan reaction, the media reaction, and Crowder said even as a former player, you just automatically, fair or not, you're like, man, I wonder how long he was doing that. I mean, not specifically to Haloti Ngata, Jared, but when you hear about another guy in the league, any guy in the league, do you think like that too?
I mean, there's some guys you suspect. You know, there's other guys that, I mean, I guess you know from personal experience that are or aren't. But it's you think about how long maybe they have been doing it or if it's something they do, you know, closer to, you know, the end of their career. But, you know, it's kind of tough to gauge, you know, because everybody has different reasons for doing different things or the same thing.
Like the way that I looked, was I expect, you know, when you got in the league, why are you always laughing? Be quiet over there. When you first came to the team with my physique, you know, did you look at me and like, you know, I need to worry about Crowder and these PEDs?
Probably, yeah, it was more the roid. It was more the roid rage than the actual results. You know, it was more the like, okay, maybe he's taking the wrong, stuff. You know, because I swear there's something wrong. It's not. For God didn't formulate this. Like,
you know how I had just the tattoos on the top of my arm, and I got them on the my forearm later on because I thought that tattoos made my arms look bigger. I don't even really like tattoos. I just thought it made me look bigger.
However you get through your day, man. I mean, look, you got my phone number. You have my phone number. Don't call me if you really, really need help. But if you just need some, some help.
Just a hug. You give me a hug. I appreciate it, brother.
I love it. Audric saw your back knee, and he's like, I got that acne on the back. He knew you were using something. Jared, I'm wondering, we were talking before Crowder mentioned that guys, a lot of fans think every NFL player wears a cup. I know it's really random, but Crowder was saying the most NFL players don't wear a cup. How many guys on the team would you say use cups?
Zero.
Yeah?
It's
told
zero?
Told you. Hey, how many times have you been hitting the package, man?
A few times, but I mean, it's not like a reoccurring problem.
Yeah. If you get hit, I'm trying to tell, if you get hit in your man, somebody meant to hit you in your little man.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's hard to get up in that crevice, while playing football.
Because them big thighs y'all big boys have, y'all protecting them.
Exactly. some of us are just blessed,
Jared, let me give you one. We love having fun with you. We'll give you one serious football question for the fans out there. The running defense. You guys started off real strong. Last couple games struggled a little bit. What do you think is the biggest difference there? Is it a scheme thing? Is it tackling? What's the biggest reason in your mind as you watch the film?
It's fitting in the right place at the right time. Some teams are scheming us up, in terms of, using some of their lead blockers in different ways or actually the same way. But it's, they saw something, and, we obviously saw something at halftime with the Jets, and we fixed that. But, and it kind of carried over from the Denver game. So the thing is that we've got the right professionals. We've got the right characters. We've got the right coaches. We've got the right schemes and players to fix this. And I really don't see it a continuing problem.
Hey, man, I wanted to ask you, I just thought about it. With having trouble in the run game all of a sudden, does it have anything to do with not how you guys practice, but how the NFL has structured practice? The no two-a-days back-to-back, the no hitting throughout the week. Does that hurt the run game? Because I really needed to see full-speed fits to play the runs when I was playing. Does that slowed-down style of play affect the run game more than the passing game?
I don't think it was true, at least for these past two games, and I don't think that's specifically true, because we usually get at least, one day of, true fits, per week, and I think that's, good enough. So, I mean, different guys are different. I do like getting, seeing the plays or the type of fits that we're definitely going to get in the game. I like seeing them throughout the week, and, obviously that's something you do, but, I mean, I can still go, in shells and still get the right fits and play it the right way, especially these past two games, the way they were playing it. I don't think it really had anything to do with the way we practice or lack thereof.
If you ask Dolphins fans, Jared, I think if they said, who's the guy in offense been the most pleasant surprise, a lot of people would probably say the rookie Jarvis Landry. How about on the defense for you? Who's the player, teammate of yours, you're like, man, that's the most pleasant surprise, maybe a guy that a lot of people didn't expect to be this good?
I think, two guys are, really working hard to, be premier players for our team. And, that's Jelani Jenkins and Jamar Taylor. Those two guys have really been, stepping up into situations where, they weren't really, expecting to be in at the beginning of the season. And so, just by their everyday consistent, constant effort and by them making plays and them showing up on film, you can obviously tell that those two guys, have a long future in the NFL.
Hey, J.O., I got to call you out, man. J.J. Watt making y'all defensive tackles look so bad. You can only rush the passer and stop the run. He catches touchdown passes from tight end. He runs stuff back. Man, do you need to get on offense to show out what you got?
Hey, but look, if that's what needs to happen, then, by all means, we'd love to do that. But, it's – hey, look, you know, J.J. Watt's, you know, a great player and doing a bunch of great things, and, you know, it's awesome that he's able to do that. But, I mean, maybe it was a part of that whole, you know, $100 million deal, you know, that he had to catch a certain amount of touches. I don't know what his agent negotiated, but, yeah, you know, he's doing some special things out there in Houston.
Next time the defense and offense break up, you stand up and tell Joe Philbin and say, Coach, I'm staying with the offense today, and just put your foot down.
Yeah, I want the ball, Coach.
That's it.
We saw Deion Jordan line up wide before they
Jared Odrick is next.
Oh, you caught that?
I seen Julius Peppers line up wide, J.J. Watt. We need J.O. Watt doing the Pee Wee Herman in the end zone.
Oh, man. See, now you're talking.
Then you'd get a J.J. Watt commercial, right? You definitely would get a commercial for that. That's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think, you know, I'm a little bit less stiff than J.J. is, but, I mean.
Listen, if they are getting on me about my hair in TV, you don't have a chance of doing TV with that hair.
Oh, you have no idea. People love this. People love this hair.
What's the most common comparison they give you? Is it Counting Crows?
I said on my Twitter account, there's only one type of people who says Counting Crows, and I'm sure Crowder can guess what type of people who would guess Counting Crows, Adam Durr. It's,
I don't even know who that is.
I think he means Jewish people.
Hey, man, his name's Cooperstein over here.
Come on, Jared. What you trying to say?
I'm just saying there's only a certain amount of people. These aren't things that I'm formulating. These are things that I'm seeing, you know, and I'm hearing. So it's that and Sideshow Bob. So, I mean, the thing is that I think it's because, you know, people never see guys in the NFL at the in-between stages of dreads. You know, that always happens beforehand. That happens in college or in high school because when people grow dreads, they grow them early. So I think people are getting a little confused because I'm a little bit lighter and they think it's just like a fro, and it's not a fro. They're actual dreads.
Like I am, brother.
We're out of time. Hey.
L'chaim? Yeah. Mazel.
Yeah, you nailed it, man. You nailed it. Mazel tov. Jared, appreciate it as always, man. It's always fun. Good luck Sunday.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, see you.
I'll let you, brother.
Jared Odrick here on Cooper Crowder, Dolphins defensive lineman. We're out of time. Hockman and Krantz up next. Adios.